Hello and welcome back to the Sefer HaMitzvot podcast. Today we will learn positive mitzvah number 35. Positive mitzvah number 35 is to dwell in the sukkah during the holiday of Sukkot. As the Torah states, Basukkot teshevu shivat yamim. You shall dwell or live in a sukkah for 7 days. For this podcast, we'll go through what, when, how, and why. What is a sukkah? When is the holiday of Sukkot? How do we fulfill this mitzvah of dwelling in a sukkah? And why do we have this mitzvah? Okay, number one, what? What is a sukkah? A sukkah is a hut or a booth with a minimum of 3 walls. The walls can be made out of anything, as long as they don't move much in a typical wind. The roof has to be made of something very specific, and there's a lot of details about the roof. The roof is called schach, and it must be made out of branches or bamboo or something that grows from the ground. And there's really a lot of details about the schach. The schach has to have more shade than sunlight, meaning there has to be more schach than airspace. And there's really a ton of details that have to do with what makes a sukkah kosher and valid, but that's a high-level explanation of what a sukkah is. When is the holiday of Sukkot? Holiday of Sukkot is 7 days long, beginning on the 15th day of Tishrei, which is the 7th month of the year. So it starts on the 15th of Tishrei and goes through the 21st day of the month of Tishrei. It's both night and day. It starts at night and it lasts for 7 full days. And even though this mitzvah is for 7 days, and it is for a full 7 days, in particular, there's an additional requirement on the first night to eat bread in the sukkah. One is specifically required to go out of their way to make sure to eat bread on the first night of Sukkot, the night of the 15th, and outside of Israel, it would also be required on the second night, which would be the night of the 16th of Tishrei. But notwithstanding that additional component, that additional requirement to eat bread on the first night, the mitzvah of Sukkah lasts a full 7 days. How do we define dwelling for the purpose of this mitzvah? When the Torah says you should live or dwell in a sukkah, how do you do that? The Gemara explains, Teshevu ke'en taduru. You live in the sukkah as you would live in your house, or in your home. So essentially, it should take the place of your primary home for 1 week. So you would eat in the sukkah, drink in the sukkah, spend time in the sukkah, lounge in the sukkah, read in the sukkah, and sleep in the sukkah. Everything that one normally typically does in their home should now be done in the sukkah. It should become your primary residence for that 1 week. If it's dangerous, or if there are extreme weather conditions, if it's raining, then one is not required to be in the sukkah, and one is allowed to go into their main home. However, assuming everything is okay, a person should make their primary dwelling the sukkah. I'll just mention as an aside, I mentioned that we have a mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah, and often this is very difficult for people. Again, if it's dangerous or if there's extreme weather conditions, one would not be required to. But if they're all else equal, if someone is able to, there is a mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah as well. Why? Why do we have this mitzvah? So the Torah gives us the reason why. Leman, the Torah tells us, Leman yedu dorotechem ki basukot hoshavti et bnei Yisrael behotzi otam eretz Mitzrayim. The Torah tells us that when we left Egypt, after the exodus of Egypt, the Jewish people were in the desert for 40 years. Being exposed to the elements and to the heat of the desert is extremely dangerous. For 40 years to be out in the open is very dangerous. However, we are provided with protection and shade in the form of Sukkot while we were in our journey in our desert. Some explain this to mean physical huts. Some explain these to mean something more metaphysical, perhaps clouds that protected us from the heat of the day and protected us from the elements. But regardless, the Torah tells us that in our journey of the desert for those 40 years, God provided protection for us in the form of sukkot, shade, protecting us from the elements of the desert. And to commemorate that forever, we have this mitzvah to live in a sukkah for 7 days, to commemorate the protection in the form of sukkot that God provided to us in our journey in the desert. So to recap, positive mitzvah number 35 is to dwell in the sukkah during the holiday of Sukkot. We defined what a sukkah is. It's a hut or a booth with a minimum of 3 walls and a roof that's made out of items that grow from the ground, such as branches or bamboo. There should be more schach than airspace. Schach is that the branches of the bamboo that make the roof. And there's a lot of details that have to do with the schach. We explained when the holiday of Sukkot is. It's beginning on the 15th day of the month of Tishrei for 7 days. And it lasts for the entire 7 days, although there is a specific particular requirement to eat bread in the sukkah on the first night of Sukkot. We live in the sukkah by eating there, drinking there, spending time there, lounging, reading, sleeping. Anything and everything that one typically does in their home should now be done in the sukkah. For this week, it becomes your primary residence. And finally, we have this mitzvah to commemorate the fact that when we were in the desert, in our journey after Exodus for 40 years until we entered the land of Israel and settled, we were living in the desert, in the open, exposed to the elements and to the heat of the desert, and which is extremely dangerous, and God provided protection and shade for us in the form of Sukkot. And to commemorate that, we have this mitzvah to live in Sukkot for 1 week every year.